Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazegna. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Welcome to Live with Passion. My name is Father Cedric Pazegna. I'm so glad that you tuned into the program. I want to share with you today about faith. And I'm praying that this program will inspire your faith and help your faith to grow and help you to live with faith so that you can handle any circumstance that comes into your life. Let me share with you from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17. The apostles said to Jesus, "Increase our faith." And the Lord said, "If you had faith like a grain of mustard seed, you would say to this sycamore tree, 'Be rooted up, planted into the sea,' and it would obey you." If you had faith the size of a mustard seed. Now, if you've ever seen a mustard seed, I go like this because a mustard seed is really, really small. It's very, very tiny. And that's exactly how faith begins. It starts off very, very small, but then it grows. Jesus said that it grows and it becomes the largest shrub and birds come and nest in your branches. So in other words, what starts really small can grow to be huge. And that's what I'm hoping for you. I want in every area of your life, I want faith to make a difference. You see, faith isn't just a creed. It's not just something we believe. You know, I believe in the Catholic Church. I believe in the resurrection of the dead. I believe in the life to come. Well, all those things are good. But faith is a way of living. It's a stance that we take toward all the events of our life. It's a channel through which God works to open doors in our life. That's why I call this talk, Faith, the Opening Door. When you have faith and you're walking by faith, and that's what the scripture says, that we walk by faith, not by sight, not by emotions, not by feelings. Things may not seem like they're happening, but you have faith, and all things are possible to the one who believes. So you walk by faith and not by sight. And it's really important that it's not just a creed, it's a way of living. You know, you really got to nourish your faith. You got to spend time reading good books. Got to spend time with the scriptures. Got to spend time listening to good sermons. And if you do that, you will see that your negativity, your doubts will change, and that seed of faith that's within you that we all have will blossom and grow. And it's your responsibility to take care of that seed within you. And as you do, all kinds of beautiful things can happen. I remember when I was just a young man, and you know, I've been born and brought up Catholic, but I fell away from the church and really wasn't going anymore. But I started to get this hunger within for something more, and I came to the scriptures. And that hunger within, I believe, was that seed of faith that was in me that believed in God, but I just wasn't sure. I didn't really know. But I was hungry enough to look. And I started to water the seed by coming to the scriptures and being fed. I started to water the seed by watching Billy Graham on TV and listening to good Christian music. I started to water the seed by reading good spiritual books. And then something happened to me one night, and it was because of faith. You see, all the while I was doing these things, turning away from my sin, coming to the scriptures, I was starting to grow. Faith within me was starting to grow. I just didn't know it. That's exactly what happens with a seed. It'll grow of its own. All it needs is a little water and a little bit of sunlight. But you don't know it. Day in, day out, even at night it's growing. And the faith seed was growing in me. And I had an encounter one night with the Holy Spirit. And I remember thinking, I believe. And I was filled with the Holy Spirit. And I knew that it was through that faith that brought me into an encounter with God. Many of you are searching, and you want to know God, and you want to experience Him in a deep personal way. That's why we're having this year of faith in the Catholic Church, because we want everybody everywhere, young and old, to encounter God in a deep personal way. You see, it's not just the faith of the church we're talking about, and we're not just talking about a creed or a doctrine. We're talking about your personal faith, your faith, and that's why it's the year of faith. In fact, if you know anything, back about a year ago, we changed the creed to, instead of we believe in one God, the Father Almighty, it's I believe in God, the Father Almighty. I believe in the Catholic Church. I believe in the resurrection. So faith, really, believing in God, is something that's very deep, intimate, and very personal. So I want you to believe. Maybe you may not see this. Remember, we don't walk by sight, we walk by faith. I want you to believe that you can encounter God more fully, that you can have experiences with the Holy Spirit, that you can have a prayer life with touches from God. Don't say, well, that hasn't happened in the past and I don't think it's ever going to happen. No, don't. That's doubt. Nourish your faith. Put some water on the seed of faith. Let the sunshine fall on the seed of faith and watch what happens. Don't succumb to negativity. Have confidence in God about your life, about your real life. Remember what I'm talking about now. Faith isn't just a creed. It's not just a doctrine that we believe, like, you know, the faith of the church. Have faith about your life and about your daily journey. For example, some of you are married and maybe your spouse has fallen away from the church. What you do is you believe God for your spouse, that he's going to be touched or she's going to be touched and come back to the church. More than come back to the church, have a relationship with God. Or believe God for your future. Maybe you're unemployed and nothing seems to be happening, or maybe you're working and, you know, you're just kind of making ends meet and not a whole lot seems to be happening. Well, believe God for this. Say, Lord, you know, I'm not seeing a whole lot right now, but I'm believing that something good's going to happen. And you watch what happens. See, what you do with faith is it opens a door for God to work. If you have doubts, it closes the door for God to work. So what you have to do is believe in the goodness of God, believe that he's working in your life. And as Jesus taught, remember, all things are possible. All things are possible for the one who believes. And it's really important that you trust in God. And then believe for your relationship in God, and you know, that's really important. Believe for your relationships. Believe for your potential. Believe for your job. Believe for the people that surround you. Believe for your health. You know, keep believing. Have confidence in God. Trust that as you believe, God is going to work through your faith. I found out that faith is kind of like an electrical cord. You know, you plug it in, the electricity goes through the cord, and it makes the light up. And faith is like when we get plugged into God, and his electricity, his grace, his mercy, his power flows through that cord and comes into us to help us. So I really want you simply to trust and to believe, to be confident in God. And don't think, well, you know, God seems to work in everybody else's life, and I don't know about me. I'm not all that important. Don't think like that. You're just as important to God as anybody else. God is no respecter of persons. What that means is that he's blessed some people, he'll bless you too. But he simply wants confidence. He wants faith. He wants trust. He wants you to rely upon him and depend upon him. And then, you know, I think about my own life and how I've trusted God down through the ages. I preach missions all around the country. I go to all these different states, and right before every mission, when I go into a mission, it's like this battle. Because I know I'm coming up against a spiritual war here when I have to go into another town and preach the gospel. And what I always say is, Lord, I believe that something good's going to happen this week. I believe that you're going to touch people. When I produce a TV program, I believe that something good's going to happen, that God's going to work through this so that you can hear and grow by hearing. I believe that something good's going to happen through this TV program. When I write a book, I believe that something good's going to happen. And I tell God, I say, Lord, I believe. I'm trusting in you. I'm relying upon you. So really, my whole life is based on the foundation of faith. I walk by faith and not by sight. And it's got to be the same way in your life too. In your marriages, in your business, at your church, in your own individual life, your prayer life, you must walk by faith. Don't let doubts take control of you. Be positive. Be confident. Be believing. God works through this. This is how you please God, and God will do great things in your life. Well, I wanted to also tell you that along with a relationship with God and along with working in your circumstances, God also works in your sufferings. And a lot of times what happens is, you know, people will have some type of a trial or a hard situation or a tribulation, and it will shake their faith. And they'll say, you know, I was believing for something good, and I was really trusting in God, and now this happens. Now what am I going to do? Well, I want to tell you, don't be shaken by what you see, and don't be shaken by the circumstances that may come against you. You must have unshakable, immovable, foundational faith. St. Paul of the Cross was the founder of our community, the Passionist community, and he went through many trials and tribulations. And one of the tribulations that he went through was depression. You know, many people today are struggling with cancer and MS and a struggling marriage and unemployment and financial problems and physical suffering and old age and thoughts about what death is going to be like. Well, St. Paul of the Cross went through, as I said, depression. Faith doesn't necessarily mean that you're not going to suffer. And when you have confidence in God, it doesn't mean that you won't go through trials and tribulations. But rather, when you have faith, you can handle what comes your way. You can deal with it in a strong way. And you must understand that, you know, just because you have faith doesn't mean that you won't suffer. Everybody goes through different things. I remember one of the greatest people in the Bible who had wrote about faith. He said, faith endures forever. Of course, I'm talking about Paul the Apostle. I think there's probably nobody that suffered more than Paul the Apostle. He was stoned and he was beaten. He was starved. He was shipwrecked. And he went through all kinds of trials and tribulations. But I think it was in the midst of all these things, as he said, we become more than conquerors through God who loves us. So in the midst of all of his trials and his tribulations and his sufferings, in the midst of all of his hardships, it was his faith, his confidence in God that bore him up, that kept him strong, that kept him moving forward. In fact, one time he was on a ship heading to Rome, and an angel appeared to him and told him, you know, you're going to be having a shipwreck. But he said, don't be afraid. You're going to go to Rome, and you're going to bear witness to me. And so Paul went to the captain, and he said, we're going to have a shipwreck. He says, but I believe God that he's going to save us and bring us through. And sure enough, they had the shipwreck, and sure enough, God brought Paul through. And I love Paul's statement. He said, but I believe God. See, maybe you're going through a shipwreck in your life right now where there's some hardships or some physical sufferings or some trials or some relationship problems. Everybody gets something, like I said, depression or loneliness or hardship. Faith doesn't mean, if you believe God, it doesn't mean that you won't have these things, as I said. But as you believe, you can go through. You can weather the storm. Like Paul, when you go into a shipwreck, when you're going through physical sufferings, when you're going through relationship problems, you say, I believe God. I don't always know what's going to happen. I don't always understand it. But I walk by faith and not by sight. That is the whole foundation of my life. I walk by faith and not by sight. And I know that somehow, some way, even when it doesn't look like good things are going on, somehow, some way, God is going to make all things work to good for those who love him. I remember it was some time ago, about 12 years ago, my best friend, my dad, my biggest supporter. I mean, I used to talk to him, shared all kinds of different things, was closer to him than anybody else on earth. He died suddenly in his sleep. I was thrown into the grieving process, had to have his funeral, of course. It was very hard for me, kind of a rite of passage for me. But I remember during that funeral, and during that whole situation, when I had to be there to console my mother, it was my faith in God that got me through. I don't know how I would have done it. Now, I'm not saying, as I said, that if you have faith in God that people that you love won't die. Of course they will. But you will be able to grieve in a beautiful way. You'll be able to handle that storm in a good way. You'll be able to go through knowing that God is walking with you. You see, we walk by faith and not by sight. And now, I'm a Catholic priest, as you know, and I travel around ministering the gospel. I'm on TV, radio, write books, and do different things. Well, you would think that, you know, because of all the different things that I'm doing and for God and the various activities that I have, that I wouldn't suffer. Well, the truth is that I do suffer. And I'm not blaming God for it. It's my faith that keeps me moving forward. I think about Billy Graham. Billy Graham now is an elderly man in his 90s, suffering with Parkinson's, lost his wife. You know, after all that he did for God, he still has to go through things. But he'll be the first to tell you he walks by faith and not by sight. I remember Pope John Paul II. He was going through Parkinson's. He was shot. He walked by faith and not by sight. So read any of the saints. Any of the saints, your favorite saints. St. Paul of the Cross, as I shared with you, went through depression, some hard times. St. Francis of Assisi went through blindness and some hard times. But they walked by faith and not by sight. About 4 weeks ago, I was sleeping and I woke up. And as I woke up, immediately I noticed this. My whole right hand and my right arm was numb. And I thought to myself immediately, you know, what do you do? This has never happened to me before. The first thing I thought to myself is, oh no, I'm having a stroke. Now, I take really good care of myself. I run. I take cholesterol medicine to make sure my cholesterol is low. I watch what I eat. I do everything I can to stay healthy. And here I am thinking I'm having a stroke. I was trying to grab something and I couldn't grab it. I sat in my chair and I'm going to myself, you know, what's going on here? And I wasn't sure what to do. It was the middle of the night. Well, while that was happening, I remember praying, Lord, I don't understand, but I know that you're with me and you're going to help me through this. Well, since that event 4 weeks ago, I've had a brain scan, a CAT scan on my brain. They found out that there was actually a brain in there. I've had an MRI of my brain, an MRI of my neck. They checked my arteries. They did all the different things. And what they found out is that perfectly normal. I got my feeling back. Everything looks good. However, some of my discs are degenerating. And possibly it was hitting one of the nerves, and that caused my hand to get some numbness, which went away. And when it first happened, like I said, I thought I was having a stroke. Well, of course, it was faith that kept me going. I didn't understand all that was happening to me. Right now, I feel much better, and I'm really glad. But even if I was having a stroke, I wouldn't blame God, but it would be my faith that would get me through it. Remember, Paul the Cross said, you have to have immovable, unshakable, rock-solid faith. Remember Peter? The word Peter means the rock on which Jesus founded his church. His faith was to be rock solid and immovable and unshakable. And that's what I'm praying for you, that as you watch this program, you'll realize that, hey, you know, I am going through some trials and tribulations. I am going through some sufferings. And it's not just because of me, or it's not because I'm weak in faith. Everybody goes through these things. But this is a call to be even stronger in my faith. I remember when I was professed as a Passionist, we donned the habit and professed our vows. That was back in 1985. And we all sang a song at our profession. This was like our wedding day. And we sang a song, and the song was called, How Can I Keep From Singing? And the verses go like this. No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I'm clinging. Since love is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? And I love that song because it says that no storm, not sickness, not relationship problems, not unemployment problems, not cancer. That's what Paul will say. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Not trial or nakedness or the sword, or not even death can separate us from the love of God. And this was written in the Bible, Romans chapter 8, and it was spoken by a man who suffered greatly. And he had the most faith. He wrote about faith. He said, faith endures forever. So again, faith doesn't mean that you won't have trials and tribulations. Faith means that you're going to get through them. You're going to be victorious. And you're going to be strong because you realize that God is with you in the midst of it. So we had that song sung, and I remember how beautiful it was, because since my profession 27 years ago, I've gone through a number of storms, losing my dad, health problems, knee operations, thyroid problems, all kinds of different things that have happened to me. And I know that you go through problems too. And remember, no storm can shake you while to that rock you're clinging. And that's what faith is. Faith is clinging to God. It's entrusting your life to God. And God is your strength, and you can do it. You know, I'm talking about music here and song and some of the other programs. We had the singer John Michael Talbot, and I love his ministry because he's so positive, and he sings. And when he sings, it opens up a whole new world for people. It was on slave ships, as you remember. The slaves were being brought over from Africa. They were going through deplorable conditions, going through tremendous hardships. And you know what they did? They sung. Right there in the hull of the ship, they were there singing their faith to God, clinging to God in the midst of their trials and tribulations. And that's what you need to do too, no matter what trials, no matter what tribulations that you have. You sing. I heard one time this verse that a bird doesn't sing because it has an answer. A bird sings because it has a song. And faith's song is, I believe, I trust, I cling, I hold on to you. Something good's going to happen. There's more than meets the eye. So, did you ever notice that we sing at church? Whenever you go to Mass or whatever denomination you belong to, song is always part and parcel of every service. We sing when we come in, we sing when we leave, we sing in the middle. Why is that? Because singing buoys up your spirits. It raises your minds and your hearts to God. Singing is a part of faith. Singing increases your faith. Singing helps your faith to grow. And I really, you know, I think about funerals, for example. You know, at every funeral, something like Amazing Grace is sung or Blessed Assurance. You see, it's music, it's song that lifts us up to God. I remember the story of this man named Horatio Spafford. And he lived in the 1800s, 1873. He was a lawyer in Chicago. And he had four little daughters and his wife. He wanted to go over to Europe with them and spend some time over in Europe. Right as they were about to leave from New York, he got called on business, and he told his wife and his girls, he said, "You go, I'll join you in about a week." So they all went on this ocean liner, and wouldn't you know it, the ocean liner hit another ship and they sunk. He gets a telegraph from his wife, saved alone. She was the only one that survived. He lost his four little daughters. He gets on the next ship he can. He's going over to meet her over in Europe because that's where they brought her. He gets right to the point, right where the ship went down. The captain stopped the ship, let him know right where it was. And when he was at that point, at that moment, where he lost his four little daughters, he went downstairs and he wrote a song. And this is the song that he wrote. When peace flows like a river and comes my way, when sorrows like a sea and billows roll, whatever my lot, you've taught me to say, it is well with my soul. And that's a classic Protestant hymn. It's called, It Is Well With My Soul. So, in other words, he just lost his four daughters. He just went through this tremendous tragedy, and he wrote this classic song born out of the sufferings that he went through, born out of the faith that he had, that even when he lost his daughters, even when he went through that tremendous tragedy, he knew that it was well deep within, that he had peace deep within because God was his strength. And I want to tell you, whatever trials or tribulations you are going through, God will hold on to you, and he'll never let you go. Faith lasts forever. And so I want to share with you that faith is the opening door. Come to God with confidence, believing, trusting, water that seed, and it will grow, and believe that you can experience God in a deeper way in your life. And then believe in the circumstances of your life that God is working, that even though it doesn't look like it, it doesn't seem like it, or it doesn't feel like it, God is working in you. God is working in your circumstances. And remember, if you want to please God, you must have faith, and then believe in the trials, the tragedies, the tribulations that you're going through, that God is there for you. He's not punishing you. You know, it's not something that you did wrong and that's why you're having these trials. Everybody gets it, even the best people. But the best people have faith. They cling to God and they realize that God's going to bring them through. And as they do, it opens up the door for new blessings and new graces to work. I thank you so much for watching this program. I am praying that this program on faith is going to take that little teeny mustard seed and help it to grow. For any of you that maybe you weren't believing or you were doubting in God, I am praying that this is going to give you a new perspective. And for all of you that are going through trials and tribulations, please realize that God is there. Cling to Him with all that you have. No storm can shake your inmost calm while to that rock you're clinging. And may Almighty God bless you with faith and a deep relationship with Him. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We believe you enjoyed Father Cedric's teaching. It is our heartfelt hope that these programs will intensify your relationship with God and you will sense a new surge of strength in your life. Father Cedric has many resources, audio CDs, DVDs of his television programs, as well as several books to help you in your spiritual journey. Please log on to www.frcedric.org or call 321-474-0997. That's www.frcedric.org. Don't just live with passion.